All right, all you lucky listeners, this next one goes out to everyone currently sitting in a drive-thru just to avoid going home to a house full of love. If your mom spent your entire childhood telling you Aunt Linda is a pill popper and Uncle Dave is a deadbeat, but now wants to know why you aren't making memories with the relatives she just roasted like a Thanksgiving turkey, this track is your new national anthem. Turn it up until the guilt fades. She's leaning in across the formica, voice dropped to a hiss, talking about how Aunt Marie's third husband is a guy we ought to miss. She says your cousin Bobby's paycheck comes from selling stolen wire, and Uncle Steve's vacation was a stint for starting fires. She's got a rap sheet on the neighbors and a dossier on the kin, detailing every bourbon breath and every secret sin. She's airing out the laundry till the whole yard smells like dirt, then asks me why I'm distant, like my silence makes her hurt. Is poison ivy crawling up the wall, but she's pissed I didn't catch them when she prayed they'd finally fall. She says, bless her heart, your sister's kids are raised by wolves and screams, and follows with a lecture about what blood is thicker means. She's got a PhD in petty, a master's degree in grudge, but if I miss a Sunday dinner, suddenly she's the judge. I've heard the dirt on Grandma's will and how the cousins cheat, but I'm the cold and lonely one for staying off their street. It's a master class in whiplash, it's a marathon of spite. She burns the bridge at breakfast, then wants a bridge walk Saturday night. I'm just following the map she drew, avoiding every trap. But now she's acting shocked that there's a canyon in the when she prayed they'd finally fall. Yeah, give them my love, Mom. Which version? The one where they're losers, or the one where we're all best friends?